Were you all deflated when you slipped to the 14th round in 2006?
No, you know what? We kind of knew it was going to happen, but it... You know, I just really put a lot of trust and faith into God and just, you know, let him take his course and you know, and just work in my life. And, you know, I didn't... Whatever happened, happened. You know, I didn't worry about it.
What was your mindset entering your fourth season with Florida?
That I just wanted... You know, I really wanted to go back and just really, you know, give the whole burden of playing my senior year and all the pressure just to God and you know, just let, like I said, let him work through me. And, I mean, it came out pretty good.
How did your quadriceps injury affect your play down the stretch of the 2007 college season?
It was tough because I wasn't able to do, you know, I wasn't able to really leg anything out. I, you know, if I hit a ball in the infield, you know, I'd basically just turn around and go back to the dugout because I just couldn't run. And it hurt some of my other players, you know. If I was on first base and they hit a double, I wasn't getting a third. You know, I'd have to stop at first or at second, so they'd be stuck with a single. You know, stuff like that. But it was just one of those things that I had to play through and overcome.
And the oblique injury you had your junior year was another thing you kind of played through. Was there ever a part of you that was like, I keep playing through injuries and it's slowing you down a bit?
Yeah, especially, you know, I had a good senior year, so I didn't really look at it that much. But my junior year, the oblique really affected me, I think. I just could never get back to the way I was swinging, you know, my sophomore year and stuff. And I just tried to do too much when I came back. And so. But it's a great learning experience.
So when you had your quad injury, you were still negotiating, and then you signed, and you still were kind of hobbled after you signed?
Yeah, I had a quad injury happen second week in April, probably. And I wasn't really 100% until middle of August, you know, playing out in West Virginia. But I came out here and rehabbed until beginning of August.
How was it coming back from that injury right away and then having to start learning the outfield again?
That was tough because you have to, in the outfield, you got to run a little more than you do at first base. So I was kind of a little hesitant at first to really sprint after balls. But, you know, I'm starting to pick it up a little bit, starting to gain more confidence every day, you know, in my quad.
What kind of hitter would you describe yourself as?
You know, I'd like to, you know, describe myself as a complete hitter. You know, I'd like to become a better complete hitter, one that hits for power and average, you know, and gap-to-gap line drives. You know, to me, that's more potent than a guy that just goes out and hits a bunch of home runs. You know, and that's one of the things that my dad's always talked to me about, and just go out and be a stick, you know, make contact with the ball, and good things are going to happen. So.
I've heard also you take pride in being a disciplined hitter, and in college you were definitely, you averaged 3.44 walks for every strikeout your senior year, but then in your pro debut, albeit a small sample size, you averaged 0.27 strikeouts, 2.27 walks for every strikeout. What would you attribute that difference to?
Probably a little more anxious when I started playing professional baseball. I was just, you know, I was trying to do too much and my swing and timing. My timing was definitely not there. You know, when you try to do too much in baseball, it's not a good recipe for success.
Mm-hmm. Did you kind of feel like as a guy who's been labeled as a power hitter, you need to come out and start dropping bombs regularly?
Not really. I knew the home runs was going to happen and they were going to come. I just had to stick with my approach. And once I did that, you know, everything started working out again.
This question's a mini essay, so bear with me.
No, it's okay.
Given that a lot of people thought your bat would allow you to climb the professional ladder quickly, there was some confusion around the team with the best young first baseman in baseball taking you 7th overall. But then reports started surfacing that the Brewers planned to test you in the outfield. When did you first know that you may be moved to the outfield, and what was your reaction to that possibility?
You know, I knew before I worked out with the Brewers 2 days before the draft in the outfield. They wanted to see how I moved out there, and they felt that I did all right, but you still never know. And then the draft came, and, you know, we talked about it, and they said they were going to take me and move me to the outfield if they drafted me. I said, okay. Fine with me. You know, I don't mind moving around. I played third, first, pitcher, catcher. You know, so it was a great opportunity to be with a, you know, good organization.
You must have quite a collection of gloves by now.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Boxes at home.